morning.
I looked ahead to decide whether to talk about Mashiach ben Yosef or to go on and talk about Mashiach ben Yosef later, and I decided to go on for now and talk about Mashiach ben Yosef later. So we are on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis in Ein Yaakov Or on page Tzadi Tet, paragraph Samach Bet. We were talking about the six descendants of Rus, who each had six blessings. So the Gemara continues with those. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. We had David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. So now we have Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Yechtiv, who says about them in Daniel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Yiladim, Asher, Ein, Bahem, Kol, Mum, V'tovei, Mar'eh, V'gomer. They were children who had no blemishes, and they were good-looking, etc. Rashi fills us in on the etc. Maskilim b'chol chokma, they were wise in all wisdoms. Yod'ei da'at, they knew da'as u'mivinei mada, they understood knowledge. V'asher koch b'hem lamod v'chal ha'melech. And they had the ability to stand in the throne room of the king. So that's six. My asher ein b'hem kol mu'um, what does it mean they had no blemish? Amar Bichama Bar Chanina Afilu Kerivda de Kusilta Lohavi Behu. They didn't even have a scar from a bloodletting because they never needed a bloodletting, Rashi says.
Vasher. Also, that they never got sick.
I think that's the idea. They never got sick, so they never needed a bloodletting. In those days, a bloodletting was a cure for everything. My Vasher Kochbem Lamod Bichal Melch. What is the meaning of they had the ability to stand in the throne room of the king? They forced themselves not to laugh, not to talk, and not to sleep. And they forced themselves to hold themselves back when they needed to go to the bathroom. Because of the fear of the king. Farshim asked, but it's an isser not to go to the bathroom when you need to. So they say, must have been pikuach nefesh. They thought the king, you know, the king has rules. You don't go to the bathroom during the day. So, and if you do, I'll kill you.
Referring to Nebuchadnezzar.
Referring to Nebuchadnezzar, correct. Rashi says, if you look on page Kuf, the last Rashi on page Kuf, min hasicha, so it says they restrained themselves from conversation. Shelo hayu misaprim bedvarim betelim. They did not speak. Dvarim betelim, literally words of nothingness, kedesh lo yitganu b'fnei ha'melech, so that the king would not look down on them. It seems that in those days, if you spoke words of nothingness, even a non-Jewish king would look down on you. Not like today, where the more nothingness you can speak, the more clever you are, and makes you looked up to, or at least makes you good company. In those days, if you spoke words of nothingness, the king would look down on you.
So that is. Barim Talib mean literally nothingness or anything other than words of Torah?
That's the subject we're going to discuss today. Exactly. What do the words Devarim Batalim mean? Tomorrow, Mir Hashem, we'll talk about what's wrong, whatever Devarim Batalim are, what's wrong with them, and why would you look down on someone who says Devarim Batalim? But today we're talking about what do the words Devarim Betelim, words of nothingness, mean. So that's all we need from the Gemaras. Again, what Rashi is saying, that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah restrained themselves from Sicha, which Rashi says is Devarim Betelim, so that the king would not look down on them. There are two Gemaras that I want to refer to. One is a Gemara in Yoma, Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, the Rabbanan Chachamim taught, V'dibarta bam, so we say in Shema, regarding Divrei Torah, V'dibarta bam, you should speak in them, bam v'lo b'tfilah. It means you should speak in them and not in tefillah. Rashi says that it means that when you learn Torah, it should be out loud. You should speak Torah. When you daven, it should be silently. Now, the halacha is, incidentally, that when you daven, you are supposed to form the words with your lips. Davening is not scanning the sitter with your eyes. It's forming the words with your lips, but silently. It would slow us all down if we remember that. Then the Gemara continues, "V'divarta bam, you should speak about them. Bam yesh lecha reshut ledaber v'lo b'dvarim acherim. In them, in words of Torah, you have permission to speak, and not in other things." Rabbi Acha omer, "V'divarta bam, ase otam keva v'al tasem arai." Rabbi Acha says, "V'divarta bam" means make your words of Torah your main topic of speech, and not something casual. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Hasach sichat chulin over ba'ase." If one speaks sichat chulin, literally mundane conversation, he transgresses an asay, a positive commandment. Shenemar v'dibart abam, because it says speak in Torah, bam v'lo v'dvarim acherim, in Torah and not in other things. Rav Acha bar Yaakov omer over b'lav. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says he transgresses a lo sasay. He quotes a pasuk in Kohelet, so it's not literally a lo sasay doraisa from the Torah. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. Says kol advarim yigeim lo yuchal ish ledaber. Everything is burdensome, a person cannot speak. So that is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hasach sichat chulin, if one speaks sichat chulin, mundane conversation, he transgresses an asay. What does that mean, sichat chulin? So Rashi says, on the words v'lo b'dvarim acherim, Torah says you should speak in Torah and not in other things. Rashi says sichat hayaladim bekalut rosh. It means childish talk and lightheartedness. So, seems from Rashi, it's not talking about business. That's not usher to talk about your work. It's not talking about perhaps a conversation that makes a person feel good, that you're talking to make someone else feel good. It's talking specifically about childish, wasteful talk. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Rambam's dividing speech into five different categories. So I don't want to go too much into that, you know, the difference between talking about your work versus childish, foolish talk. Rashi says that here, what we're talking about, what's usur, what's prohibited, is foolish talk. He doesn't define it further. That's a Gemara in Yoma. Now, Rabbeinu Hananel, who's also a Rishon, he understands this Gemara totally differently, not as a prohibition to speak sichas chulin, as a prohibition, but rather as a prohibition to interrupt your learning to speak sichas chulin. If you weren't, for whatever reason, of course, you're supposed to be learning all the time, but if for whatever reason you weren't learning, you're at work, when you're, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it would seem that when you're at work, this prohibition of sichas chulin, however you define it, we don't know how he would define it, whether he would define it like Rashi does or not, it wouldn't even exist. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's just a prohibition to interrupt your learning, what we call bitul Torah, to interrupt your learning, to have a conversation. According to Rashi, again, sichas chulin means the conversation of children and lightheadedness. There's another Gemara in Sukkah, the Chaf Ched Amud Aleph, which says about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, both of them, they never spoke sichas chulin in their lives. Rashi says, what is sichas chulin? Divrei havai uschok. It's, again, silliness. Sichas chulin means silliness. It doesn't mean mundane talk. It doesn't mean conversation, everyday conversation. It means silliness. That's how Rashi learns.
It seems to contradict the Gemara about the Bachman type of people getting over.
No, it doesn't, because there's a big difference. This is something people don't appreciate. There's a big difference between humor and silliness. Huge difference between humor and silliness. So a badchan who's entertaining at a wedding, in the old concept of a badchan, of a jester, somebody who is incredibly clever.
Okay?
Funny, not silly. Funny and silly are not the same thing. Commentaries ask, Rambam says, Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, Lolam Yarbe Adam B'Shtika, a person should always have a lot of silence. Lo Yedaber Ela O B'Dvar Chochma, he should only speak wisdom, or things that are necessary for his life, like his work. Amru al Rav, Talmid Rabbeinu Kadosh, they said about Rav, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, student of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Shlosach Sicha B'Tila Kol Yamav, He never spoke a sicha betela in his entire life. V'zohi sichat rov kol adam. And that is most of what people talk about. Sicha betela. V'afilu v'tzorchei haguf lo yarbe adam dvarim. Even about things you need, you shouldn't talk too much. V'zet sivu chachamim v'amru kol marbe dvarim v'chet. And about this, the chachamim said, the more you talk, the more it brings sin. V'amru lo matzati laguf tov el ashtika. And they said, I only did not find, it's Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I did not find anything good for the body except silence. Commentaries ask on the Rambam, I just read you the Gemara, or I didn't read, I paraphrased the Gemara in Sukkah, that says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never spoke Sichas Chulin in his life. Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara. The Rambam quotes a tradition that's not in the Gemara. It's tradition passed down orally that Rav never spoke a sicha betela. Why did the Rambam abandon the Gemara and tell us an oral tradition about somebody else instead? Question the Farshim asked. So there are several different approaches to that question, which also address what does sichas chulin mean? What do dvarim betelim mean? Are they the same thing? And this is a very important question because, says the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, it says the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Vav, the Ramah says that Sichas Chulin is always prohibited. More famously, perhaps, it says in Archaim, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Zayin, Lo Yasiach Sichat Chulin B'Shashel Sich Shishlich Tzibur Chazer Tefillah. You're not allowed to speak Sichas Chulin during Chazer Sashatz. Vim Sach, and if you did, Hu Chotei, he is a sinner. V'gadol avanomin, so his sin is too great to carry. Ubgorim, but it's the only place in Shulchan Aruch where he uses the words "his sin is too great to bear," speaking sichas chulin during Chazar Shatz. Well, we need to know what is sichas chulin. What exactly is too great to bear? And that would depend very much on how we answer this question of. Is Dvarim Betelim referred to in Rashi the same thing as Sichas Chulin? Is it something different? Why did the Rambam bring the oral tradition about Rav not speaking a Sicha Betela instead of the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai not speaking Sichas Chulin? So there are a couple of different approaches, all from 20th or 21st century commentaries on the Rambam. Rav Avram Yitzchak Sorotzkin, somebody who is alive now in Lakewood, previously from the Tel Yeshiva in Cleveland, very, very prolific writer, published dozens of Svarim. So he asks on Er Gemara, Rashi saying that Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Zariah did not speak Dvarim Betelim so the king would not look down on them. What about the Isser of speaking Sichas Chulin? So he's understanding Dvarim Betelim is the same thing as Sichas Chulin, which Rashi said means silly talk. Rashi seems to be praising them for not speaking Dvarim Betelim, but Dvarim Betelim is the same thing as Sichas Chulin, which is Usser anyway. So what's the praise? What's the big praise? Rav Sorotzkin understands that according to Rashi, Sichas Chulin and Dvarim Betelim are the same thing. And then he asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Rav never spoke a Sicha Betela in his life. Again, the Gemara says it's Usser. He's understanding Sicha Betela and Sichas Chulin are the same thing. It's Usser, prohibited. Why is Rambam praising Rav? He gives an interesting answer, which is not going to help us understand the Shulchan Aruch about talking during Shemoneh Esrei, but it's going to address a different interesting question. Is the prohibition of Sichas Chulin cause its Bittul Torah? If you're talking, you're not learning. Or is it inherently bad? What's a nafgamina? What difference does it make? How you understand it? What if you are capable, in general. There is a general prohibition, I tell you, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Yoredeya Siman Reish Mem Vav, to speak Sichas Chulin ever. Why is that? Now, again, tomorrow we're going to see the Rambam says there are five different kinds of speech. Some are good, some are okay, some are evil, some are neutral. We're going to see. So, but why is Sichas Chulin prohibited? Is it inherently bad? Or is it Because if you're talking Sichas Chulin, you're not learning. So if you are capable, as many Gedolim are, Rav Moshe Feinstein, they say, could do this. If you can have a conversation and still learn it in your head at the same time, are you allowed to or not? He wants to say that would be okay to have a conversation while in your head reviewing Mishnayos would be okay because it's not Biltel Torah. When Rashi in our Gemara praises Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, and when the Rambam praises Rav for not having a Sicha Betela, what they're saying is, even though they could have learned and had a conversation at the same time, they still didn't have conversations. It's a higher level. In other words, there's nothing wrong. If you can have a conversation and learn at the same time, there's nothing wrong because you're still learning. Not talking about during Shemoneh Esrei, I'm talking about in general. Okay. I'm sorry? Simultaneously, you are reviewing Mishnayos, you're learning, but you're having a conversation. Exactly. You have such a power of concentration. In that case, then it's only praiseworthy not to have conversations. There's no problem. It's not usher, it's not a problem because it's not Biddle Torah. So that's how he wants to answer the question of why is Rashi praising Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah for doing something that none of us should be doing? The answer is it's talking about two different things. Same thing with the Rambam praising Rav. Maybe we could all train ourselves to do it. Can you listen to a shiur while you're driving? Yes. Right. So you see, you can do two things at once. Now, for the ordinary person, that still reduces concentration. Even talking on a cell phone with hands free on a speakerphone, it reduces concentration. It does. But it's something. You see, we can do two things at once. And if we work on our concentration, we could do them better. Rav Menachem Krakowski, who was an uncle of Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, he wrote a commentary on the Rambam as well called Avodas HaMelech, and he has a different explanation. He says, Sicha Betela and Sicha Schulin are not the same thing. He does not address our Gemara where Rashi uses the words Dvarim Betelim. He's commenting on the Rambam, again, the question of why did the Rambam praise Rav for never engaging in Sicha Betela and not mention Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who never spoke Sichas Chulin. So he understands that Sichas Chulin is something worse than Dvarim Betelim, than Sicha Betela. Sicha Betela is pointless conversation, whereas Sichas Chulin, he understands, is, like Rashi said, childish, silly conversation. A conversation can be pointless and not be silly. Okay. If it's silly, it's probably pointless. But if it could be pointless, it doesn't have to be silly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never said a silly word in his entire life. And he lived 120 years. Even when he was young, apparently, Gemara says he never said Sichas Chulin. So Rav Krakowski is understanding he never spoke a silly word in his life. Rav never said a pointless word in his life. That's a higher level. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maybe did say a pointless word, at least maybe when he was younger, but he never said a silly word. So the Rambam is praising something even higher than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is he never said a sicha betela. He never said a pointless word.
Pointless. You're talking to your friend, not your company. Doing it because you want to bond with them.
You just answered your question. Then it's not pointless, is it? So a practical difference, perhaps, consult your local Orthodox rabbi, between pointless talk and childish talk. What if you are talking to your grandson in baby talk? So that's certainly childish, but it might not be pointless because you're bonding with your grandchild. I'm not going to paskin for you, but in any event, that could be a difference. According to this understanding, Sichas Chulin is something very specific.
And Sichas Chulin is what the Rama says is prohibited all the time, and what Shulchan Aruch says is a very grave sin during Shon Esrei, during Chazar Shatz. According to his understanding, Sichas Chulin only means silly talk. So it would come out, again, you know, I'm not passing halacha. We're having an academic discussion here. According to this understanding, which is not the only understanding, it would come out that only silly talk is prohibited during Shon Esrei, maybe not other talk. Now, we discussed last week learning during Chazar Shatz, and I told you that there are, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says it's Aser, Aruch HaShulchan, the other major everyday posek, clearly says it, learning Torah during Chazar Shatz is Aser. But I told you there are those who say it's permitted. For example, the Rush, Arishon, he says in Orchos Chaim, Sif Yodaled, he says, Shlo yisafer mishyachil Baruch Shamar ad shesein tefillat lachash. You're not allowed to speak from Baruch Shamar until the end of Shemin Esrei. One of the commentaries on the Orchos Chaim adds, actually until after Tachanun, not supposed to speak from Baruch Shamar until after Tachanun. And also not during Chazar Shatz. Elim came to Dvar Torah, except in Divrei Torah. So there's a lot of discussion in the commentaries. What does he mean? Does he mean it's okay during Chazar Shatz to discuss Divrei Torah? Some say that's what he means. Some say no, that's not what he means. That's also Usser. He only means if you have an urgent Shaila, you need to ask the rabbi, that's okay during Chazar Shatz. And then he says, O latet shalom ulachzir shalom. You're also allowed, according to the Orchos Chaim of the Rush, who was a Rishon, you're also allowed to say hello and to respond if someone says hello to you. A third answer to the original question about why the Rambam brings Rav and not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is exactly the opposite of what the Avodas HaMelech says. This is from a commentary called Nefesh Yishara by Rabbi Eliyahu Tabger. I don't know how it's pronounced. Who is a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Toras Chaim in Moscow. He says that he understands there's a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi regarding the meaning of Sichas Chulin. Rashi says Sichas Chulin is silly talk. He understands the Rambam, unlike Rashi, who says Sichas Chulin is silly talk, the Rambam understands Sichas Chulin as anything except Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to this understanding, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never said anything that wasn't Torah. Be hard to understand. Does that mean when he was 3 years old, he never said anything that wasn't Torah? I guess it means at some point after he reached mental maturity, he never said anything that wasn't Torah. Rav did say things that weren't Torah, but he never said anything pointless. And according to this, according to the Avodas HaMelech, the Rambam was teaching us a higher standard. According to this, the Rambam doesn't want to tell us a high standard of never say anything that's not Torah. Just telling us, oh, a high level, but a lower level, never say anything pointless. According to this understanding, Sichas Chulin means, according to Rambam, anything that's not Torah, which would mean all talking during Chazar Shatz is prohibited, except Torah, which it would come out, would be permitted. Again, Poskim say explicitly, the Poskim we rely on, Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, say explicitly that talking, learning Torah, and certainly having a conversation with another person about Torah during Chazar Shatz is Aser. Again, not here to tell you practical halacha, but rather to develop the sugya and have a broader understanding. Okay, it's Rosh Chodesh, so we'll stop here. Have a good day. Rosh Chodesh. See you tomorrow.